Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants states to start reopening for business as quickly and safely as possible, speaking last night at a coronavirus briefing at the White House.
Our blueprint describes how states should unlock their full capacity, expand the number of testing platforms, establish monitoring systems to detect local outbreaks, and conduct contact tracing.
The president there unveiling the blueprint that would greatly accelerate the amount of coronavirus testing. Many Democrats on Capitol Hill and many governors of both parties have been complaining for weeks about a lack of testing. After a month-long strict lockdown, New Zealand officials say they have eliminated the virus there. They say yesterday there was just one new case, bringing the total to fewer than 1,500 with 19 deaths. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
An ominous warning concerning the nation's food supply chain as a result of the pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The warning came from John H. Tyson of the Arkansas-based Tyson Foods Corporation. In describing the breaking food supply chain, Tyson wrote, "There will be limited supply for products that are available in grocery stores until we reopen our facilities that are currently closed." Tyson has closed meatpacking plants in Indiana and in Iowa. Smithfield, another meatpacking company, closed its facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and in the same region of the country, Worthington, Minnesota, JBS closed its facility over COVID-19. Tyson writes, in addition to meat shortages, farmers will not have anywhere to sell their livestock.
People in the South and Midwest bracing for more severe thunderstorms today. The focus is on North Texas, Western Arkansas, and Northwestern Louisiana, as well as parts of Missouri and Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The IRS website Get My Payment Tool is working, the website making some big changes over the weekend. The IRS not releasing specifics, but saying that it should now be easier to get the status of a stimulus payment and add direct deposit information if you have to. Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is free after being released from federal prison early because of COVID-19. The 63-year-old Nagin served as New Orleans mayor from 2002 to 2010. He was convicted, though, in 2014 on 20 counts of fraud, corruption, and bribery. Amazon is defending its coronavirus safety efforts despite protests from many of its warehouse workers. Yesterday, more than 50 workers walked out of a warehouse, and more than 500 Amazon technology employees took part in a sick-out last Friday. An Amazon spokeswoman, though, says the company has been working very closely with health experts. The coronavirus pandemic is making the road rough for Harley-Davidson. The motorcycle manufacturer reporting a drop of about 45% in quarterly profit as sales have crashed because of the spread of the virus. Harley's net income falling to just under $70 million in the first quarter after earning nearly $128 million last year. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Mentioned earlier about those two doctors down in Bakersfield, California, who suddenly had their YouTube video taken down for violating community guidelines, if you can believe that. I mean, it's kind of amazing. These accelerated urgent care doctors, Dan Erickson and Artin Masihi, you know, laid out the logic, and it was, the briefing was really well done with the numbers, and basically what they concluded, based on the numbers, is that it is time to open the doors for America once again. Well, YouTube said it violated community guidelines, and no sooner did we see it last night, it was pulled down. You know, even Elon Musk, who saw it, says, boy, they make some great points here. Well, yeah, they sure do. But I guess the points were so good that it violated the standards of YouTube, because my understanding is that YouTube has made the statement saying that you cannot go against the powers to be of the World Health Organization. I mean, now that is the standard of our social media communication. Forget about our First Amendment rights. If they violate, if they go against, you know, the doctors that they have chosen and the World Health Organization, of all people who have led us down this road that has just, you know, taken us down a pernicious road by delaying information and going along, coming alongside what the CPP would want us to believe in, we're going to let them be the standard? I don't think so. It shouldn't be, but it is right now, sadly. Kelly Sadler joins us now, the communications director of American First Action and a former special assistant to President Donald J. Trump. And we're going to be talking about, of course, the coronavirus crisis and how it took a sharp political turn on Friday as the president lashed out at four Democratic governors over their handling of the pandemic after having conceded that states bear ultimate control of restrictions to contain the outbreak. Kelly, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on.
So let's break it down. What is at issue here?
Well, I mean, the states have the ultimate right to decide when and how to open their government. And you have Dr. Deborah Birx, who has gone on multiple media shows, saying that ultimately, you know, every state is different. And even within the state, you know, in high-density metro regions, they might not be ready to open up, but in more rural counties within a state, they should be opened up. We can't keep, you know, this is, yes, it's a health crisis, but right now it's also an economic crisis. And we need to get Americans back working, albeit, you know, there will be social distancing. You know, people might still be wearing masks, so we got to do this in a safe way. But we need to, you know, reopen our economy as fast as we can.
Well, the other thing, too, Kelly, and I was mentioning these two doctors out in Bakersfield, what they pointed out was that we are kind of stifling herd immunity by keeping everybody locked down. They use the illustration in this video that's since been taken down. It's like having a newborn child and saying, okay, I don't want my child to be hurt and injured and like that, so I'm going to put them in a bubble wrap. Well, it's the children, you know, they crawl on the floor, they put things in their mouth. This is all part of the process of developing an effective immune system. So if children are doing it, and we've learned over the years this is the way it happens, and then we get all these, I don't know if it's all well-intentioned. I question sometimes if it is truly well-intentioned, but some of these thought leaders and doctors who say that we should hunker down, and in doing that, it is impeding herd immunity, and especially at a time where it looks like that herd immunity is taking over, just like it does with the flu or any other disease.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. I mean, and we've got the original reason we were told to kind of stay in our homes and to self-quarantine was to flatten the curve. And it was not to overwhelm our hospital systems, to make sure that they had enough PPE, that they had enough hospital beds, et cetera. And we've seen that even in states like New York, which have been the most impacted by this, that, you know, these hospital systems are not overwhelmed and have got the ventilators that they need now to take this on. But now you're seeing the Democrats move the goalposts. Instead of, you know, flattening the curve, now it's we need a vaccine.
No, it's testing. You got to have all this testing. Everybody's got to be tested. Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, and that is just, you know, I live in the state of Virginia, and my governor just, you know, last week said that we might not be able to make it out of phase one for two more years. Well, that is just completely irresponsible. Businesses, I don't care how, you know, how great their balance sheets look, not, you know, not reopen for 2 years to have a devastating effect on the economy.
And the people as well, Kelly. I mean, Donald Trump warned, you know, the media, everybody else, leaders saying, look, we cannot let the cure be worse than the disease. And he talked about the psychological impact, which is already starting to show itself. You've got divorces on the rise. You've got abuse that's taking place. You've got an increase in crime, all these other unintended consequences, or, you know, in some cases, the people have ignored. The mainstream media has not reported on this, but this is what happens when you shelter people in place, and especially when, you know, to your point here, Kelly, is that the majority of people, they're, you know, they don't have any symptoms of the disease. You can say they're asymptomatic, or they just don't have the disease whatsoever. And we're holding them in place all at the expense of our economy and their livelihoods. And so what are we doing? I mean, you want to know what socialism looks like? This is what socialism looks like. Is America, what America as leaders is showing to the people. And that is we go to the vault, we open it up, we pull out trillions of dollars and try to pay everybody off to keep them quiet in the meantime. And then you get to the point where you go, well, we already gave away, you know, about $5 trillion plus quantitative easing. We've really busted the budget here to such a degree. Like I told my son about my grandson, we were talking last night, and I says, you tell Stephen that he's got to have 7 kids. You know, that he's got to grow up fast. He's got to have 7 kids. He's going to need at least 7 kids to make a dent on this debt that we have, you know, passed on to his generation and to his kids.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't just keep printing money. And then these states, like the states like New York and Illinois and California that have been so irresponsible with their spending in the first place, that they can't, we can't expect the federal government to bail them out of situations that they have gotten themselves into. States like Georgia that have passed balanced budget amendments, and taxpayers in Florida, why should they be responsible for
exactly
management from states like New York, Illinois, and California?
Excellent point. And this is what Kirsten Gillibrand said about Governor Cuomo. And, you know, the senator there in New York said, you can't expect the federal government to make you whole. But, well, I'll tell you, CNN and MSNBC and the rest of them have hidden that video, just like they've hidden the video of, you know, Tara Reid, his mother talking to Larry King, right? It's on, by the way. It's unbelievable. But, hey, this is the America we live in, but we're going to do everything we can to keep them honest as best we know how. More from Kelly Sadler on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your gold. The fight, the fight, your gold. You've come so far, keep going.
And independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And, of course, we're also delayed broadcast on, about 100 radio stations on Saturday and Sunday as well. So if you can't get enough of us, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com. Archives are there. You'll see the great guests, just like Kelly Sadler that we have on the show, as we get deeper into the topics of interest that you need to know about. No 8-second sound bites here. We want to make sure that what you're talking about is based on, you know, the truth and the facts to the best of our knowledge. And certainly this is why we bring on experts to discuss these topics. Kelly, I don't know if you saw this or not. Did you happen to catch this deal regarding Dr. Fauci? That supposedly what had happened was, I think around in 2014, Barack Obama was president at the time, and he had ordered, for there not to be any money whatsoever, to go toward, this coronavirus research, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The United States was involved, Canada as well, early on in some research. And Barack Obama said, no, don't do it. And I think Barack Obama, the same memo that told Hillary Clinton not to use an unsecured service for her emails, I think was probably on the same memo, because her and Dr. Fauci ignored it. I mean, this is the President of the United States saying, don't do this. And he ignores it, and he directs $3.7 million of health agency money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Yeah, but, I did see that.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. Suddenly, all of a sudden, everybody's quiet.
Yeah, you know, and we all know where this virus originated from, and I give a lot of credit to Senator Tom Cotton,
yes,
who very early on came out and said, you know, this came, there's intelligence out there that this virus leaked out from the Wuhan, basically medical facility.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the Chinese tried to cover it up for weeks on end. They did not let the WHO, WHO worked in partnership with the Communist Party to mm-hmm. cover this up. They were silent about human-to-human
transmission.
Infection. Mm-hmm. And basically let this virus become a worldwide pandemic. I'm certain that as more investigations happen and as the intelligence community conducts these investigations, more will come out of that, whether it was, you know, an accident that they tried to cover up or intentional or whatnot. But China needs to be held accountable for letting this virus become a worldwide pandemic.
Well, this thing's very dangerous, because as I was speaking with a historian yesterday, Kelly, and you'd appreciate this, is that this is Germany and Japan, deja vu one more time, where you start, they start doing things that impact the international community. The force of the international community comes back on them, backs them in a corner, and then the next thing you know, we got all hell breaking loose. And in this particular case, China does have, you know, nuclear weapons. They have been building up their military. They control the assets of many countries outside of China. They have been setting up for quite a while to be the big dog. They want to replace the United States of America. And I think that what seems to be plausible to me is whether, because originally I said this is a bioweapon. I mean, the way this thing was released, I mean, this smelled really bad. Giving them benefit of the doubt, what happened is that it may have been, it started out, may have been an accident. But I think what potentially could have happened, I think this is reasonable to consider, is that China realized that if they kept everything within their own country, their economy was already failing. They were compromised because of all the sanctions that America had been putting on them already. And for them to take the full hit of this virus would have devastated China. And they figure, hey, why should we be the only ones? We're just going to, share it with everybody and kind of level the playing field. That seems a little bit more plausible to me as to their motivation and why they, along with the WHO in collusion, put out the narrative that there wasn't human-to-human transference, which they knew early on there was. They continue to allow people to travel outside of China. And, of course, Italy and northern Italy, that's a bastion. That's, China 2.0, and from there, because of all the globalists and everything like that, boy, they just went all over Europe. And so what was suggested early on was that there were two forms of coronavirus. You had the European form, and then you had the China form. The European form is what hit New York, is what they're saying now, and what hit the West Coast was from China, because people were coming into California from China, and we know a lot of different things. There's a lot of babies being born that are, pregnant women are snuck into California. I know there was a big controversy and an exposure out in Irvine, California, where they had thousands of women flying in pregnant, hiding their pregnancy, delivering a baby and claiming citizenship.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, that's a real thing. Birth tourism.
Yes.
To gain U.S. citizenship. But let's look at the actions that China has taken thus far. We know that they've been hoarding PPE. We know that they've been hoarding masks. And they knew that this would be critical in combating the coronavirus. Italy, we shipped them over supplies when they were in, the crux of this battle. And in this case of Italy, Italy needed supplies, and then they were charging Italy to buy back their own supplies.
Right.
We know that exporting these goods out of China that they put on halts and limitations for U.S. companies and states to buy and to get this equipment into the United States. And then we know, from the White House the other day, you had Peter Navarro saying that many of the antibody tests and kits that they are supplying are faulty and
exactly.
Read false positives or negatives. One of the things that we need to do and need to realize as a country is that we need to get our supply chains out of China, that we cannot be reliant or dependent on them to manufacture the pharmaceuticals that we need, and everything down from pharmaceuticals to face masks to medical equipment and PPE, that we need to bring these critical supply chains back to the United States. And Joe Biden has been complicit in this. He's got a 40-year history of, promoting China, basically saying that a prosperous China is best for the entire world, and it's good for Americans to have a prosperous China. If there's anything that we can recognize is that bringing China into the WTO, allowing them to participate in the WHO and these world organizations, that they have not become any more democratized.
Exactly.
They have not become any more transparent and or open, and that they are in search for global dominance. And, the democratic establishment and these globalists have been wrong in their calculations with China. and that we need to put America first and bring back some of these critical supply chains back to the U.S.
And the thing is, it's amazing to me, Kelly, was, about a year and a half ago, remember when the president made the announcement that, you know, it was like suddenly there was this realization that we didn't produce steel anymore. He said, gosh, if we go to war, we're going to depend on our enemies to supply us with steel? Yes, I don't think so. And so we started to reopen steel manufacturing plants in the country. So it's more than steel. And just like you said, it's all these biopharmaceuticals, these things that we've given, and some that the Chinese have stolen from us because they're famous for doing that. We've got to bring it back home where it belongs and where we can control it, because they've already shown themselves. They threatened to withhold, some pharmaceuticals that we would need. I mean, this is how they play the game. So it's like they have demonstrated that they are not a good partner, and we should run, not walk away from any kind of relationship with them right now, I think. I agree with you.
Absolutely.
Kelly Sadler. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants states to start reopening for business as quickly and safely as possible, speaking last night at a coronavirus briefing at the White House.
Our blueprint describes how states should unlock their full capacity, expand the number of testing platforms, establish monitoring systems to detect local outbreaks, and conduct contact tracing.
The president there unveiling the blueprint that would greatly accelerate the amount of coronavirus testing. Many Democrats on Capitol Hill and many governors of both parties have been complaining for weeks about a lack of testing. After a month-long strict lockdown, New Zealand officials say they have eliminated the virus there. They say yesterday there was just one new case, bringing the total to fewer than 1,500 with 19 deaths. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me out. Call me out.
Oh, everybody dance, huh? He is America's bodyguard. We're talking about Al Parada. Yes, Al from Stream.org. He's the managing editor there. Hey, Mr. Al, we got to bring you on with, you know, all kinds of fanfare and music from Ryman Paul Simon. Why not, huh?
Yeah, well,
Well, you got to cover up the weakness of the guest, I guess.
No, stop. Hey, talk about covering up. I think Joe Biden needs a cover up. I mean, you got Jill Biden now running interference for him. I mean, is Jill Biden now the nominee for the Democratic presidential office, or what's the deal here?
She's got a little bit of that Edith Wilson thing going, from Woodrow Wilson's wife,
exactly.
Life after he had a stroke, where she basically ran the country. People didn't really know it, but she was pretty much running the country for a couple of years there.
Yeah, but you can hide a president in the bedroom for a while, but before he's president, it's a little bit hard, you know, even though the mainstream media is doing everything they can to give him cover. I mean, Al, this is pathetic.
I mean, yeah, I'm thinking about this that during the NFL draft last week, you know, all these big, huge offensive linemen were drafted, and none of them could protect Biden the way the media is protecting.
Good point.
None of them could protect those quarterbacks the way these guys are protecting Biden. I mean, it is outlandish. Not just the mental stuff, but obviously with this assault allegation, with you know more and more collaboration by the day. And
right.
Silent about it. It's staggering.
Well, and CNN is really exposed big time because they did everything they could, and in fact, ended up pulling the episode, the Larry King episode that featured. It didn't necessarily feature, but it included the voice of Tara Reid's mother, who called in and said, "Hey, I got a problem here. You know, my daughter's been abused, and we're talking, you know, a powerful, senator, involved here. What am I supposed to do?" And Larry King was so ill prepared. Prepared to even handle that phone call.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know CNN denies that they're the ones who pulled the video thing from the Google Play. But still, even then, it was Tara Reid had been talking about the fact that her mother had gone on Larry King at some point.
Right.
And yet CNN didn't go into their own archives to find it. That says so much, because I guarantee you, if somebody got on there and said that, you know, Donald Trump had pulled, you know, Donald Trump had messed with them.
Yes,
their mother talked about it on.
And they talked to girlfriends and the neighbor, and you had all this anecdotal connection. Yeah, without a doubt. The thing is, it's so so rich in the Democratic Party. I mean, this could end up really blowing. I keep saying things. They should be blown up because of what they're doing in supporting Biden here, because these are the very same people that lined up and condemned Brett Kavanaugh with, you know, not even as good a story, just a made-up story from somebody that couldn't remember from something from 40 years ago. And, it's just, it's galling, especially when you go back, Al, and you watch these commentators from MSNBC and CNN and these Democratic senators, from Hawaii and that. It's like, wait a minute, you know, you guys need to sit down and you need to shut up and get out of the way, because you're irrelevant in this whole issue. I mean, here you're the king and queens of hashtag and the Me Too movement, and you are absolutely destroying single-handedly the movement and the credibility of the movement in its entirety in order to buttress up a flawed candidate to begin with.
If you're Brent Kavanaugh, you're drinking a beer and wondering what planet you're on. I mean, it's got to be surreal for him. But you mentioned the senators. I mean, so many of them, you know, Harris, Klobuchar, Warren, you know, a lot of these are itching for that vice presidential slot.
Yes.
And they're sucking up to Biden. They're like, being silent about this. It's outrageous. Do they want the job that bad? I mean,
because they figure that this guy's not going to last long. That they, you know, the vice president under Joe Biden, if he was to get elected, you could have a good shot at becoming the next president, because we know what the Democrats are famous for eating their own anyway, and so when they decide the time is right, they'll cannibalize the poor man. And we'll have the vice president will be elevated to president in that scenario. You know that in a heartbeat.
If Biden's elected and I'm vice president, I'm not moving into the vice presidential mansion. I'm staying at a hotel because I know I'll be at the White House soon enough. Save on the moving costs.
Yeah. Honey, do not unpack the bags. Let's keep the bags packed and the boxes there, and it'll be ready. Yeah, exactly.
But this is how amazing this is. I want people to think about this because it just hit me while I was waiting for you. Remember the Access Hollywood tape?
Mm-hmm.
What Trump
yes.
is saying, he's basically saying, I'm so famous, I'm so powerful, I could go up and grab women
yes.
in a certain place and get away with it. But this is what Joe Biden is accused of doing.
Yes.
And he's gotten away with it for 30 years.
He actually did it, not just talking yeah. about it, but he actually did it.
You know, again, allegedly, and mm-hmm. blah, blah, you know, that kind of stuff. But basically, this is what he's accused of doing. And if you believe her account, it sounds like something he was kind of used to doing.
Yes.
Hey, I thought you liked me.
Yeah, right.
You know, I thought you bought this.
Yeah, all the other girls that like me, let me do this, you know, kind of thing. Yeah.
So it's fascinating that the thing that, like, Trump was getting nailed for boasting that he could do, this is exactly mm-hmm. what Biden's being accused of doing, and Biden's getting away with it.
Right.
He's not even being asked about it. That's malpractice. Journalistic malpractice is such a thing exists. But you're not even asking mm-hmm. him about it.
Well,
you're allowed to defend yourself, but gosh, ask the guy.
Yeah, and on the heels of this, I mean, and it's not even the heels. It's really we're still, you know, they have not flattened that curve. You know, that trajectory of the interest in Tara Reid and this story and this the allegations of sexual assault. This thing is hockey sticking. I mean, it is going up, straight up like a hockey stick. And as it's doing that, you got Nancy Pelosi who gets her head out of the refrigerator chomping on ice cream long enough to say that she's going to endorse Joe Biden.
Well, yeah. The decision was made. They're going to rally around what I would call the frame of Joe Biden.
Yes.
So the skeletal frame, the shadow, the shell. They made that decision during the prime right before Super Tuesday.
Mm.
And, you know, they're riding that nearly dead horse all the way until they come up with some better idea, I guess. Cuomo.
Or maybe somehow if they could, if they can convince Michelle Obama that she's the Obi-Wan Kenobi of the Democratic Party.
I suspect Michelle Obama's too smart to fall for that, but she's been
resisting, but it's getting to the point where, you know, something desperate has to occur because they are in more than desperate situations. What did you make? Did you happen to catch that interview that he had with Al Gore, speaking of names of winter's past? Did you see that one?
I saw clips of it. Yes,
well,
I'm listening.
Gore's response, his facial response was telling.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, oh, my God, this guy's getting the nomination. Here I lose by a couple of votes because of some hanging chads. And this guy, he can't even complete a sentence right now, is the front runner for the Democratic Party. I mean, it was quite telling to watch the expressions on his face. I'm thinking, oh my! And like I said, it's pathetic. You feel sorry for for Joe Biden, and and you just look at all the obvious antics, and you know, Jill's leading, she's leading the speeches now, and Joe's hardly talking. It's like, oh my gosh, this is crazy.
It's abusive. That's what it is.
It is a form of elder abuse, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, but this is one thing about the truth. You can run, but you cannot hide. It will find you out. Hey, we're talking with Al Parada, the managing editor of The Stream. Go to stream.org for all the information so that you are in the flow of the know, because that's the way we want you to be. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got more from Al on the other side of the break. Stay with us right here.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Thanks to the Tide radio broadcast, listeners in Kosovo have been able to hear the truth of the gospel in their own language since 2015. Muhammer, a university professor and a Muslim, is one of those listeners. I found Radio 7 Kosovo accidentally, and since then is my favorite radio station, Muhammer said. Whenever I need wisdom, I turn on the radio. Somehow, I'm enlightened when I listen to the programs. I'm a traditional Muslim, and I respect all the other faiths. I read a lot and want to gain wisdom. I love the messages you broadcast from Pastor G. It is so unique the way he brings the biblical principle to our everyday life circumstances.
Your gift to the Tide Ministry today will enable more listeners like Muhammad in Kosovo to learn the truth about Jesus. You can give online at thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enrich activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Biff Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment, just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez Live.
Don't you love the rumors? The rumors always make it bigger than life. They really do. So you only have to pay attention to so much of it. 14 minutes, because then you hear me and you go, well, not really. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Amber Athey, I don't know if you saw this, Al Parada, Washington editor at Spectator USA. She says, it's been a month since Tara Reid accused Joe Biden of sexual assault. Since then, more details emerged that appear to corroborate her story, yet Biden has not had to answer for the allegation on the record. I think Sean Hannity the other night had said something like 10 interviews, not one question about Tara Reid. So she also goes on to say what Biden's recent endorsers said about Kavanaugh and the hashtag Me Too. Dozens of Democrats who have endorsed Biden since Tara Reid came forward had different reactions to allegations against Brett Kavanaugh and and others. And she had compiled a list of 35 politicians who have endorsed Joe Biden since the Reid allegations came out in late March, alongside their previous positions on sexual assault supporting alleged victims. It's hypocrisy and irony at its highest level, isn't it?
Yeah. And the thing is, nobody should be terribly, terribly shocked. I mean, let's mention two other names, Vanessa Tyson and Meredith Olson.
Mm-hmm.
These are two Democratic women who accused the lieutenant governor of Virginia, a Democrat, Justin Fairfax, of sexual assault. Cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is not protect the politician, protect the male politician, if it meant what happened in that case. There were,
right.
if Fairfax got knocked out and Northam got knocked out because of the blackface and the Klan stuff, there'd be a Republican as governor. Oh my gosh.
Not going to happen.
These women, these Democratic women,
they've got their standards. That's clear. the interesting thing, we're talking about Biden, and I don't, I feel sorry. This is a fellow humanoid, living life, and it's just like, you see what's happening, and like I said, it's pathetic. It's really sad to see how, he seems to be degrading here, Al. I mean, to the point that there's a natural outcry, from the Twitterverse, because the hashtag dropout Biden is trending now on Twitter. So we may be looking, people thought, well, we're not going to have a brokered convention. We may end up with a brokered convention, by default here.
Yeah. Well, and here's one thing I've noticed about this. When you look at Biden, it's one thing to say that he's fading, and that's true. It's obvious.
Mm.
But he doesn't look like somebody who really wants to be there. Like he really wants the job. Even since the beginning of this primary, the primary season, he didn't have that sense of, I want this job, I'm the one. I mean, you can saying things like, well, if you don't like what I'm saying, vote for someone else. Hey, go vote for the other guy.
Right.
He just doesn't look like, it's one thing if he had that, like he was like a fighter and he was fighting and he looked like he was fighting, but you could tell he was fading and the towel should be thrown in. He looks like somebody who does not want to be there and doing this. And that's where it gets to me into the abuse area of, this is painful to watch. Being forced, it looks like for all the world that this is somebody who's being forced to do something.
How do the Democrats maintain any kind of credibility in this, Al? Whether it's hoisting up Joe Biden, the positions that they have taken the last 3.5 years against Donald Trump, from Russian collusion that proved absolutely ridiculous and a waste of the people's money, the impeachment stuff that we had to endure. It's just been one lost battle after another for the Democratic Party. I mean, at some point, their heads have to explode, and they've got to go off the cliff. And I kept thinking, come to the 2020 election, that might be the final death knell for them. And they would be so devastated that they were going to have to, reorientate and rebuild the party. Because what looks to me in their future is a cliff that is going to be quite devastating, to the party. And fortunately, there's a lot of reasonable Democrats who have jumped off the bus, and they're not going to go down with them because they found themselves in the independent category. They're not about to declare themselves as Republican, although there's a small minority that have. By and large, they just said, hey, look, at I didn't leave the party. The party's left me.
I know. How many people have said that over the years? I've said that over the years.
Yeah, exactly.
Once, back in the day.
Yeah.
What is the only card they have? Keeping the economy wrecked.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Hoping for this mail-in voting so they can harvest votes someplace and somehow pull this off. You're right. They're in such a mess, such a disconnect. Oh, we want to give money to illegal immigrants, but we're going to keep businesses closed in places that haven't seen a COVID virus, a single virus within 200 miles. Some of these counties out here in Midwest.
Well,
Midwest.
you've got 22 states that have less than 100 incidences of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
They're shut down. Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. What they've had to endure. I mean, something like 56. I sound like Barack Obama now, making up numbers. 46 roughly states have less than 1,500. It might be like 55 now because one may have, you know, went over the 1,500 mark. But, you know, the numbers, like these doctors in Bakersfield, California, whose YouTube got taken down, they broke the numbers down. They go, look, it, we've been lied to. And then not to mention the fact that, you know, you're trying to discern the numbers, but the numbers going in, as you know, caca in, caca out. And that's another, you know, high equation, a mathematical equation that came from the netherworld. But, you know, and that is that if the numbers are compromised and juice as we know they have been. I mean, like one doctor said, look, if a guy gets run over by a truck and he has any kind of, you know, symptom, I mean, could be indicating that there was a cold or maybe a fever, then even Dr. Burke says you can assume that they died of the coronavirus. Well, no, he got ran over by a truck. That's what killed him. No, it's okay to put down that he was, he died by coronavirus. You go, wait a minute. You see, so the whole veracity of these numbers, and meanwhile, the government shut down, people are out of work. It's been very costly for everyday Americans. And, you know, I think it would be interesting that if the politicians were not making any money, if they were unemployed as a result of this and they could not draw a fee, it would be interesting to see how quick we'd be back online.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see. And again, as we say this, we talk about, you know, the numbers being wrong. We do still have to have that real respect for the courage of the nurses and the doctors who are
dealing with
patients who are very sick. I mean, my grandniece is one of them at Johns Hopkins.
Right.
Well,
we, you know, but even for them, Hal, you want them to know what the heck they're dealing with.
Yeah.
And you don't want them to be mixed up in something that's all political and convoluted and stuff like that. Yes, you know, they're there. They're putting, you know, they may not know. They don't have all the facts. And it's unfair that politics and the World Health Organization and the CCP has gotten in the way and added to the danger of your relative. I mean, that's disgusting when you think about it.
Yeah. It is a fascinating thing to watch because we talk to her, and she is like a warrior. There's a sense of there's a warrior sense of, yeah, I'm going in with my team. I know there's a risk, but we're protected and we're trained.
Exactly.
And, you know, better me to be in there doing it than somebody who's not trained like me, sort of thing. And you go, whoa, how that, you know, little girl, I remember, you know, be doing that.
Exactly. Amazing, huh?
But then you also, and this is what's really wild, is living where we live in Euless, Texas, we're right next to Colleyville, Texas. And Colleyville, Texas mayor opened restaurants last week.
Right.
They're allowed to open if they can manage the distancing. And to see that sense of liberation, that feeling of, we're getting past this, and we're able to take responsibility for ourselves of how we distance and what we do and taking care. I can tell you, the folks who are about to open, haven't opened yet, you will feel a rejuvenation.
Right.
Because even though we didn't go
to
the next door, it was looking and going, and you could just feel it in the parking lot.
Yeah.
This sense of, okay, I'm in control again, safely, but I'm in control.
You see, Al, and I think this is what's missing, is that people need to rally around our North Star and our purpose. We need to rally around, you know, what makes America great. Our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights. We've got to come back to that. Those rights have been impinged upon by these draconian governors that didn't know better. I mean, Whitmer admitted that she didn't have a lot of experience. She'd only been 18 months on the job, and she's in this situation, and I believe she's failed Michiganders miserably as a result. And so what the Democrats do, we're going to reward her. We're going to consider her as a vice presidential candidate. I mean, talk about the Peter principle.
That's crazy. Yeah, like when you figure out 50 governors, you know, the odds are somebody was going to screw up. One of the governors, one or two of them were going to screw up. Just the odds, you know, and she's one of them, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And again, she's going to be rewarded for failing, while other governors might be rewarded should be rewarded for the jobs that they're doing. You know?
Well, Governor Kemp, I think he's been maligned in a way unfairly. The guy's made, I believe, measured and reasonable moves. And, the results will be quite telling because they've been open for business. They've been moving it along in a very, I think, cautious manner. And, so far, so good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I wouldn't want the job of the governor or president, because these are tough calls, because you're never really sure whether you're right.
Exactly. He's the managing editor of the stream, Al Parada. Thank you, Al.
So you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letter.